keeping our web speed up is important to a lot of us. So is our data. But we may have already reached a point where we can't really escape all the data tracking, especially if you're using Google and Facebook every day.
It's funny because all of those services, of course, come under intense scrutiny in this piece. But of course, we are in a world where we're forced to use all of them to get the word out about the piece. So it's a crazy world.
That's cartoonist Josh Neufeld talking about a new online comic book he co-authored with Michael Keller of Al Jazeera America. It's called Terms of Service, Understanding Our Role in the World of Big Data. The book centers on the trade-off we all engage in when we hand over our personal information. We get some kind of benefit or service, and companies get our data. And not just here in the U.S. Josh gave us the example of Foursquare and Swarm, two mobile apps that essentially allow you to tell friends where you are and where you've been.
I used to use those quite a bit when I would go overseas because it was kind of fun to see, you know, who else had checked into some hotel in Bahrain or whatever other place I might have been to. And, you know, you feel like these apps know no boundaries. The information that they're gathering on you is indiscriminate. And certainly in European countries and in many other countries, the web exposure is as much or more than in the States. And, you know, the ability to track you in all these different ways is just as powerful there as it is here.
Michael, give us an example of where it's more even more powerful.
I was just in London for a conference, and that's certainly a city where walking down the street there, they have Wi-Fi enabled telephone booths. And so whenever you have kind of a Wi-Fi access point, you have the ability to capture people's information as they walk by, even if they're not connected to that network, which is interesting. It can just, you know, see what devices are on the sidewalk. And so you become very aware of that, of, oh, I'm walking here on the street, and there's a telephone booth that's recording me, and maybe is sharing that with other things, and maybe knows more about my phone's ID and can match that up with other bits. So, yeah, even if you're, you know, traveling abroad and you think, oh, well, I don't have my cell phone, I don't have, you know, my carrier that's tracking me, you have some device on you, even if you're not connected to the main cell network that can follow you around.
What kinds of information are people overseas giving up that people here are not?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, one example that comes to mind is in Estonia, where they have a national ID card system. And there, the idea you were talking about earlier of this trade-off is very great, because once you have every citizen registered with a permanent for life ID number, you can do more interesting things. Like they have an internet voting program, which has its detractors. Some people take issue with its security, but certainly those types of large scale technology issues are much easier to do if you are tracking everyone. But I think a lot of people in this country would say, well, you know, I don't want the government to give me an ID number and a card that I need to use to get, you know, anything. But you also do see a stronger reaction against some of these technology countries in Europe, particularly against Google and their Street View program that has come under more intense scrutinization in Europe than you see in the U.S.
Have any countries kind of barred Google from, you know, photographing and using GPS in their country? I mean, have they limited what Google can actually do on the ground there?
I would have to check the most recent news, but if memory serves, I believe Germany has, or at least was moving towards that. But don't quote me on that particularly. But I remember hearing that they were particularly up in arms about the issue.
Yeah, I think they have like an opt-out system where you can have your address blurred out, or you can choose to have your specific locale in some way obscured so that doesn't necessarily show up on Google Street View.
Yeah. The main issue in Europe is this idea of the right to be forgotten, where you can have information online and it is your right that it does not exist forever.
And that's, there's cases about that here as well, but it sounds like it's more powerful in Europe. So Josh, what do you feel about the fact that you're basically followed anywhere you go, whether it's here, overseas, that you're being kind of, people are collecting data from you at every point?
Well, it's a complicated question. On one hand, I guess I'm of a generation where, you know, computers came along when I was just sort of really getting to appreciate the potential of them. And I was a science fiction fan, and I love sort of the optimistic view of technology and kind of was really excited about all the the new things that you could do and ways that you could extend your ability to impact the world that computers offered, and even feeling sort of like this was fun, you know, it is all part of a game and I get to be a player in it. So there's that part of me that still feels that kind of, well, if I'm not doing anything that I need to hide, you know, then what's the trade-off? But of course, we talk about that in the piece and how one's definition of what you need to hide can change based as your life moves forward and as the aesthetics and laws of the community that you live in change as well. So, you know, that's definitely a very slippery slope. And I guess I'm still, you know, on a day-to-day level grappling with that stuff.
What about you, Michael? What do you think about the fact that you're basically followed and you're basically a resource for people to collect data off of basically anywhere you go?
Yeah, so there's two sides to this, two important issues that come to mind for me. It's a lot of what you can think is in your control. Advice to listeners, I would say, you know, use technology in a way that you think you are still enabled to have kind of a healthy life. The other side of it is a lot of these companies, take Facebook, or even one of my favorite examples is texting and the predictive text engine on your phone. If you're a linguist and you want to know how people are using text messages or how they're using informal words and emails, that's fascinating. And we haven't had access to that data before ever. So I think it would be foolish to think that it's going away and also to think that these data sets are useless and that they're just for advertising. I keep that in mind, that, you know, this stuff isn't going anywhere and it can be used in really interesting ways.
Michael Keller of Al Jazeera America and cartoonist Josh Neufeld are the creators of the new online journalism effort, Terms of Service, Understanding Our Role in the World of Big Data. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.